about women, about sex, about all that. But we never stopped to be enemies. We never stopped to disagree deeply. I never fell, I think, in the temptation to say, at the end of the day, you know, you have three wives, maybe some of my friends have three mistresses, it's all over the same. we were at the edge. I felt the moment in the conversation when it could turn in this way. It did not. So, and the result of that is what? Is that maybe, because I think that I am right in thinking that Islamism is not a good way for Muslim people, that Al-Qaeda is not a good choice, and so on. I think that by holding strongly on my points, not giving one inch of the ground, but directly, maybe in this little case, I won a few centimeters of ground on him. Maybe he was a little shaken on one or two little points, even on geopolitical, by the way, even on Israel and Palestine. So I am in favor of dialogue, but I believe that the dialogue is constructive only if we don't start from the point that the point opposed point of view have to reach to a point of liquidation at the end. Is the dialogue due to liquidate the contradiction, or is it due to keep them and to have one a little difficult and the other one winning a little? This is the real point. Is the dialogue a battle? No, I ask you, Mr. Pidius, is the dialogue a battle, or is it a way, just a way to understand us better?
You are me, philosopher. You express yourself as I have tried to express myself on these issues. You don't engage in a dialogue with the purpose of agreeing on these issues.
Okay.
If you meet in a dialogue of religions, for example, as some courageous people do in the Middle East, they don't come together as Jews and Muslims to agree in the end that we are Muslims and Jews or something in the middle, but they come together to share perspectives. We as human beings have something which is very deeply rooted. We have projections. We have projections. So we see somebody in a black suit with a white shirt. We make projections. They may have something to do with France. Or Norway. And this is the benignest
popular man in Norway.
But this, we see tomorrow. They have to tomorrow. I'm not standing for election at this election. But this is the benign version of projection. There are much worse forms of projections by saying, you are a Muslim, that's why you are jihad, caliphate, al-Qaeda, bin Laden, I don't want to deal with you. We have been through 10 years of where millions of Muslims have been put in a basket because there has been the dominant speech that these are not people who redeem you. I have been adamantly against that. What I've been in favor of is exactly what you have done here, is to go down and sit and define the terms of that dialogue. And I'm convinced that you moved him a number of inches, as I think he moved you a few inches, because you saw that there was at least an individual there, and you could understand what was his defining moments, what was creating his environment. But again, I think that, and I've experienced that during my 6 years as foreign minister, there's changing wind. There is now a much more open approach to see, you know, especially with the Arab Spring, that we have to engage these countries. The drama now is that when we come from the West, they say, we don't want you. I mean, Egyptians are saying to Western government, not to my government, because we are small and considered to be, you know, more direct, but they say to big Western governments, stay away. We don't want the West. And I think that's the drama of the last 10 years, that our values, our human rights, our rule of law, our democracies, have been, you know, discredited by Guantanamo, by a number of other issues, which we now have to win back. And one way of winning them back is to engage them in dialogue. You know, one question, can I ask you, should we talk to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is now emerging directly or indirectly as a political party in Egypt? Should we or should we not talk to them? That's been a debate in my country. Some say, don't talk to them. My view has been, they may represent 10, 20, 30%, we don't know, of the vote. And who are we of double standards? If we say, now you have your democracy,
And we want to support your democracy, but we don't want to talk to those 20-30% and their representatives. And I went down there and I did talk to them. And I said, now you will be held accountable. For the first time, you can no longer say that you are under Mubarak's rule. You will be held accountable on women, on Christians, on Jews, on generations, on democracy, and your readiness to seize power if you don't win it. And at least these people need to hear these messages. And if there's no dialogue, if there's no message, there are no messages, and there are only projections. And many of those projections are projections of fear, and the age of terror is deepening that fear, and I think that's worrisome.
I am so agree with I think that in the last decade, we made two mistakes. We spoke of one mistake, which was an obvious one, was to say, you are Muslim, therefore, you are bad, you are, and so on. This was a monstrous mistake. But there was another one, which was a symmetrical mistake, which was to say, you are Muslim, so we don't afford to tell you anything. We don't afford to tell you that some of your practices, some of your values should be reformed as we did for ours. At the end of the day, if you look at the Christian so-called societies in the 18th or 19th centuries, they had some practices who were, frankly, encarceration of the bodies, torture, and so on, which were horrible. Okay, there were some mass movements in Europe, some intellectual movements, in order to reform deeply these societies and to extract from them some barbaric practices. We did that. The symmetrical mistake was to say to the Muslim world, who are we to give you some advices and to tell you, for example, that the excision of the little girls is a bad practice, that it will make a body for the future woman which will be a less joyful body, and so on. Who are we to tell you that to kill Aya Nirsiali or to threaten her to kill because she pretends to change religion is bad? Yes, who are we? We are some people who have experimented in a long history some processes, some values, and so on. So the dialogue means that. If we accept that the dialogue is not only to worship the other, but is also the ability and the right to tell him that he is deeply wrong, of course, I'm in favor of the dialogue. I accept a dialogue between